Tear gas and ice cream cones don't usually go together. But NPR's Emily Harris met a man who dodges rocks and tear gas at an Israeli military checkpoint between the West Bank and Jerusalem to provide a little sweet relief.
The sun isn't up yet at the Kalandia checkpoint. Palestinians who have permission to leave the West Bank for work or school cross a parking lot, push through one metal turnstile in the checkpoint building, and line up to wait at the next. Israeli soldiers behind windows let a few people through at a time. Next, there's the metal detector, the window to show ID and give an electronic fingerprint, then two more turnstiles. Construction worker Mahmoud Abayash does this 6 days a week. I hate this, he says. The worst part is when they close the checkpoint, and I have to wait an hour or two just to get in line. Leaving the West Bank in the morning can be onerous. Coming home can be dangerous. Like other checkpoints around the West Bank, this is a known confrontation spot. Palestinians throw rocks, sometimes firebombs. Israeli soldiers have a range of weapons. Tear gas is often the first they use.
So we're at the Kalandia checkpoint crossing into the West Bank. The air is stinging with tear gas. I don't know how much they've released today, but my throat is burning.
Trying to leave one of these confrontations, I drove right behind Israeli soldiers shooting tear gas. I could have reached out and touched them if I'd been on the passenger side.
A rock just landed, one car in front of me, and then a few pebbles.
Palestinians on their way home from work just keep on going. If I'm in a car, I wait until they let us through, says Musa Dayoud. But if it's open, I go. I want to get home. Another day, trying to get through another confrontation, I drove right next to young men breaking chunks of concrete into pieces small enough to throw. That's when I saw the ice cream man.
Musa, Musa!
Ice cream, he yelled, walking through the cars with a styrofoam cooler strapped to his shoulder. It was hot. Traffic was completely jammed. Ice cream sounded good. I rolled down my window to get some, but I got a mouthful of tear gas instead. Later, I learned the ice cream guy's name is Ahmed Fayyad. He's had this job for 2 years, and though he tries to move away from the worst confrontations, he does keep selling through rocks and tear gas. I think people go on with their work because everybody realizes the tear gas, the stone throwing, the confrontations are useless, he says. Our life needs more concrete measures. Emily Harris, NPR News.
This is NPR News.